At 6:30, it is partly clear, 44 degrees. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Bad laws, passed legislation that even a non-legal scholar understands is unconstitutional, is costing this state millions in court. But it is also hampering economic development in Oklahoma. Zach Stoycroft is with the Tulsa Regional Chamber of Commerce, where no impression is better than a bad impression.
We are regularly asked if there's pending legislation or laws on the books designed to target or discriminate against one particular group of people or another. It is a significant concern for those hundreds of millions of dollars that we're going after for the tourism events. Economic development really has changed in paradigm.
He says companies want a community that is hip, cool, and diverse. It needs to be that type of community in order to attract young people. A Bixby home goes up in flames on Sunday afternoon. Firefighters say the home near 111th and South Memorial was destroyed, but there were no injuries. It appears the fire started in the back of the house and then spread to the attic. Lawmakers head back to work at the state capitol. Both the House and the Senate are to gavel into session at 1:30 this afternoon. The search for a thus far elusive budget agreement will continue. The allegations of mismanagement at the state health department has the interim head of that agency considering new laws. Preston Dorflinger says there needs to be more transparency within the department's finances.
There is a need for a different level of visibility into agencies that receive federal funds, and that is another conversation we'll be having with the legislature regarding statute changes.
He has already asked the legislature for an emergency appropriation of $30 million. An 18-year-old is hospitalized this morning after being struck by a car on Riverside Drive last night. The teen stepped out in front of the oncoming car near 97th and Riverside just after dark last evening. Just a few blocks away at a Brahms, a co-worker decided to play a prank on another co-worker by crawling under his car. Well, he got wedged. The co-worker didn't notice and drove off. He is in the hospital this morning. Our weather forecast, cloudy today. We will have a high this afternoon of 59. Now tonight, we have about a 40% chance of some rain. We'll drop down to 54 for an overnight low here in Tulsa. And then tomorrow, rain early, then clearing with a high of 62. National Weather Service radar shows some showers this morning in portions of Ofuski and Lincoln County, slowly moving toward the northeast. Right now here in Tulsa, it is partly clear and we have 44 degrees. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News.